This happened back when I was in 10th grade. I went to a high school that I would describe as pretty average. For the most part, nothing that interesting or exciting happened on a daily basis. Back then, I would ride the bus to and from school every day from my house, which was about 10 minutes away. One day in the spring, I was in my third period class. It was a writing class, and I always found it really boring. This day in particular was like many others. Towards the end of class, with maybe 20 minutes left, I got up and asked to go to the bathroom. My teacher said yes, and I left the classroom. I walked down the empty hallway to the bathrooms. They weren't that far away, just at the end of the hall and around a corner. As I was inside using the bathroom, I heard the door open. Nobody walked in, though. Instead, I heard them say, "Is anybody in here?" When I heard this, I was confused. It was a bathroom with multiple stalls, so why would they ask that? I did not answer, and after like 2 or 3 seconds, the door shut. Whoever it was had left. It seemed like it was probably a teacher. I finished up, and as I was at the sink washing my hands, I heard the school intercom beep. Then there was an announcement that the school was now in a lockdown. I remember they said that this was not a drill. I felt a little bit nervous when hearing that. Maybe that's why someone had asked if anybody was in the bathroom. I wasn't quite sure what to do. Was I supposed to stay in the bathroom or go back to the classroom that I had been in? I figured that it would be best to go back to the classroom. My teacher was probably wondering where I was. I left the bathroom, but I didn't want any teachers to see me, or I was afraid that I would get in trouble. When I got into the hallway, I saw that it was completely empty still. Things were also very silent. I walked down the hallway to go around the corner and back to the hall that my classroom was in. However, I heard footsteps as I got near. I wasn't sure who it was, probably a teacher. I decided to move back and hope that they wouldn't see me, but the footsteps continued to get closer. I then walked back down the hallway and quickly turned the first corner to another hallway. When this happened, I heard the footsteps speed up. I was 100% sure now that they were following me. They didn't say anything, though. I started moving even faster, and the footsteps got faster as well. Then, I started to realize that maybe this wasn't a teacher. Maybe this was somebody who wasn't supposed to be in the building. I turned another corner and was looking around for anywhere to go to get away. I happened to see a door that was open a little bit. I quickly got inside as the footsteps approached from around another corner. I shut the door, and at first, I couldn't see anything. The lights were off, but it looked like I was in some kind of closet. There was a bunch of stuff in there, like extra desks and boxes. I couldn't see well at all, but I could make out those things. I was completely silent, even holding my breath. I could still hear the footsteps, and they continued to get closer and closer. Eventually, they reached right outside of where I was, but they just walked past. I felt so much better when I heard that. I could hear them walking farther away down the hall at the same fast pace. The footsteps got quieter and quieter as they moved away. It then got very silent. I was feeling better and feeling like whoever that was now gone and it would be safe to leave. Just to be sure though, I was waiting a little bit longer. Then, out of nowhere, I heard a noise. But it was coming from behind me, inside the room that I was in. I turned around just in time to see a man in there coming around one of the boxes. I couldn't see any details of who it was because of how dark it was in there, just that it was a man. I ran for the door as fast as I possibly could. Luckily, I was only a few feet away. I opened it and ran out into the hallway. I didn't look back and sprinted in the direction down the hallway that the footsteps had walked. Within a minute, I saw a man walking. He turned around looking confused. It was one of our teachers. I recognized him. I told him that there was a man hiding in the closet. We both went towards the front of the school where the main offices were. We were let into a room, and I found out that the police had just arrived. Within 20 minutes, they had found the man who had moved and was now hiding in a bathroom. He was, in fact, not supposed to be in the school, and was the whole reason that we had been under a lockdown. The footsteps that I had heard were just a teacher. I can't believe that I hid in the same room as that guy. Looking back, I definitely should have just walked straight back to my classroom. I'm a high school teacher. I teach math, and my classroom is on the first floor of the school. I've always had the classroom decorated with posters and other fun things to make it more interesting for the students. I love teaching and helping kids learn math, which can be a difficult subject for many. The time of this story was last year, during the fifth period of the day. I did not teach a class during that period, and was using it to grade assignments, which sometimes took quite a while. It was a warm and sunny day, and about 15 minutes into that period, I found out that the school was being locked down. I did what we were instructed to do, which was to lock the doors of our classroom and turn the lights out. I already had the blinds closed to my classroom, because the sun had been shining in and getting in my eyes. I was wondering why exactly we were under a lockdown, and I hadn't been given a reason. Still, I hoped that everybody was okay. Things were very quiet. I didn't hear or see anything unusual for a good 10 minutes. I was sitting at my desk in the corner of the room. Then, I heard something. There appeared to be a shadow of somebody walking right outside my classroom window. I had a set of windows that ran all the way along the backside of my classroom. It led to a part of the side of the school. Immediately outside of it was a grassy area with a few trees and a long line of bushes. I had never seen anybody walking right alongside the building like that. There was a sidewalk that was much farther away. Still, I could only see their shadow and not actually who it was, but it appeared as though it was a man. Right away, I had a bad feeling. Could this be why we were under a lockdown? Just after thinking that, I remembered something else. One of my windows was actually open. It was such a nice day that I had opened the window a little bit after the last class period had ended. It was on the opposite corner of the room from where I was. Should I risk it and get up from my desk? I would have to run all the way over there and then close the window. The man outside was also moving in that direction. It was clear that I wouldn't make it there before the person did, and I hoped that they would just walk past. But when they reached the window, I heard it start to raise. I saw a man's arm, and then I ducked down. I hid underneath my desk, where you would normally put your feet. Luckily, there was a wall blocking me from the other side, so the guy wouldn't be able to see me unless he came over here. But had he heard me? I wasn't sure. I tried to be as quiet as I could. I heard the man enter the classroom and stay by the window for a few minutes. My heart was racing. I didn't know what to do. I wanted to contact somebody, but I didn't want to make any noise. I was listening very closely to see if the man would move at all. He seemed like he was staying in the back opposite corner of the classroom. This went on for several minutes. I barely moved at all. Occasionally, I would hear slight movements from the man, but he never changed locations. I was pretty close to my classroom door, and I got the idea to leave. At first, it seemed like a crazy idea to me, but as time went on, I really wanted to leave the classroom. I decided that I was just going to go for it. Before I could, though, I heard the sound of the man moving. He was getting up and walking closer to me. My heart sank. I felt like I had missed my opportunity to leave. I should have got up and ran for the door sooner. I just hoped that the man did not know that I was in here with him, and also that he wouldn't look behind my desk. His footsteps got closer. Instead of walking over to where I was, though, he walked over to where the door of my classroom was. He remained there for a minute or so. Then, I heard the door being unlocked, and it opened. The man had actually left. The door closed behind him, and I waited for a few seconds before getting up and running back over to the door to lock it. Then, I called into the principal to let him know what had happened. I remained in my classroom, and about 10 minutes later, got a phone call and was told that everything was now fine. The lockdown was lifted, and thankfully, they had located the man. He had been seen suspiciously walking around campus, which is what caused the lockdown. I can't believe that he got in through my window. I'm sure to keep my windows closed now. This story happened when I had to go to Saturday school. I guess that Saturday school was sort of like detention. I was in high school, and I think that I was a junior. The way I got detention was that I forgot to return several of my school books. We were given books from the library that we needed for certain classes. When the semester was almost over, we were supposed to return the books on our own. However, I forgot, and I actually lost one of the books in my house. Eventually, I found it, and I returned all of my overdue books, but I still had to go to Saturday school. It really wasn't that bad, and pretty much just like study hall. It was just one classroom, which was one of the language arts classrooms. The teacher just sat at his desk and made sure that we all behaved. Occasionally, he let us know what time it was and could answer some questions or help us with problems if he could. I remember that the teacher was Mr. Sanders. He was a nice guy and overall pretty reasonable. I remember that my mom dropped me off at the school just before 8 a.m. on Saturday morning. Saturday school started at 8 and went until 12, but not everyone had to be there the whole time. I only had to be there for 2 hours, so I would get to leave by 10. I know that depending on what some of the kids did to get Saturday school, they might have to write papers or something like that. Other kids just had to work on their own individual homework or just study. I had to write a short paper on what I learned from not returning my books on time. I also brought a little bit of homework to do for another class. When I got there, there was only 4 other students. I recognized two of them, and the other two I didn't, and they were not in my grade. The ones I recognized were both pretty much troublemakers, kids who would skip class a lot or not turn stuff in. I felt sort of out of place, because I was normally a really good student. At 8 a.m., Mr. Sanders shut the door and spoke to us for a few moments, then went behind his desk on his computer. I got to work and wrote the paper. It didn't take that long at all. Then I started doing my homework. I finished that too by the time it was 9:30 a.m. Then I got a book from Mr. Sanders' bookshelf in the back and started reading. I remember that it was a short time after I started reading that Mr. Sanders got up from his desk and said that he was going to the bathroom. He jokingly asked us all if we were going to be okay while he was gone. Then he left. Like a minute later, one of the other kids that was in the classroom got up and left as well. I wasn't quite sure what he was doing, but I didn't think too much of it. I just kept reading. But like 5 minutes later, the school intercom said that we were going under a lockdown. This seemed really strange. We all had no idea why we would be in a lockdown. There was hardly anybody at the school. It was a Saturday. Only one of the doors was even unlocked for people to come in on Saturdays. Most of us knew from lockdown drills that the classroom doors were supposed to be closed, locked, and the lights turned off. Then we were supposed to sit on the ground in the back of the classroom. The problem was that our teacher was gone. We looked around at each other, unsure of what to do. Then someone spoke up and said, "Should we close the door?" We decided that we would. I walked over and closed it, then locked the door. Someone else turned out the lights. We all started talking to each other, wondering what exactly was going on. If our teacher came back, we would let him in, but he most likely had keys with him. We weren't hearing anything from the hallways, but whatever the problem was could have been from anywhere in the school. A few minutes went by, and nothing happened. Then somebody tried opening the door. Thinking it might be the teacher, I got up and walked over to it, but by the time I got there and looked out, nobody was there. I went back and sat down at my desk again. We were really confused in the classroom now. Less than a minute later, it sounded like we heard some shouting in the distance. Then someone tried opening our classroom door, and that was followed by more knocking on it. I walked over once again, and this time looked out the small window. It was the kid who had been in our class earlier but left. He was yelling and asking to be let in. I was just about to open the door for him when I heard more shouting coming from down the hallway. I heard somebody say police. The kid ran away from the door down the hallway. For several minutes, we were as confused as ever. But the lockdown ended about 5 minutes later, and several police officers knocked on our door. We let them in, and they explained the situation to us. When our teacher, Mr. Sanders, had left to use the bathroom, the other student left the classroom to follow him. The student knocked the teacher unconscious by punching him from behind. A janitor heard the incident, and then the student ran. That sent the school into a lockdown, and the police were called. I'm glad that I didn't let that student back into the classroom. Mr. Sanders ended up being okay, but he had to go to the hospital with a minor concussion. I'm not sure what that kid's problem with Mr. Sanders was exactly, but I did hear that he had been suspended earlier in the year for fighting. That was the only time I went to Saturday school. My name is Mia, and this happened when I was in high school. It was my junior year, and I had just recently gotten my driver's license. I passed my driving test in the middle of the semester, and I had a car for my parents that I could drive. To park in the main school parking lot, you had to have a parking pass, and you had to buy them ahead of time, so I couldn't do that. Instead, I had to park in the lower lot, which was a little bit farther of a walk to the school. After you parked, you had to walk down a path that went by the baseball fields on one side and woods on the other. Then you would pass the football field and get to one of the main parking lots. I didn't mind this because I was just happy not to be riding the bus anymore and I could drive myself. I remember that at this point in the school year, I would get to school when the sun was just starting to rise. On about the second day that I had parked in lower lot, I was walking up to school and I saw this guy in the woods. He was standing like 3 or 4 feet in. At first, I thought maybe it was another student. It was still kind of dark out and I couldn't see really well. When I got closer though, I saw how it definitely was not a student, and this seemed to be a grown man, much older than high school age. He kind of looked over when I passed, and I looked away when I got closer to avoid a weird interaction. I walked to school and didn't think too much of it. But after school that day, I walked back to my car and saw the guy in the woods again. I had forgotten about him, but when I saw him again, I remembered. It was really strange to me. Why was he in the woods, and who was he? I left school and drove home. For a few days, everything was normal, and I didn't notice anything out of the ordinary. I didn't see the guy at all. But then, on another morning, I was walking up the path and heard footsteps behind me. I didn't remember another student parking near me when I got out, so I looked back. I saw a grown man walking about 50 feet back, looking down at the ground. I couldn't tell for sure if it was the same man who had been standing in the woods before. I didn't get a good look at him either time, but this was most likely the case. Who else could it be? I looked back to where I was going, and I kept walking to my school. After that, I didn't see the man for the rest of the day. But the very next day, I saw him again. It was when I was leaving the school this time. By now, I was beginning to wonder why this man was hanging out around the school all the time. I knew he didn't work at the school, and it was really suspicious. This time, I saw him as I was almost down at the parking lot. He was standing there, on the other side of the path, not by the woods this time. I passed him by and ignored him like I always did. But this time, when I entered the parking lot, I heard footsteps behind me. When I got to my car, I saw the man entering the parking lot, walking towards my car. He was still a good distance away, but it seemed as though he might approach me, so I quickly drove off. The next day was the last time that I saw the man. I arrived at school when I usually did. I parked my car, got out, and started walking up the trail to school. At first, I didn't see the guy, but as I kept walking, I heard the footsteps behind me. I looked over and saw him once more. I walked faster, and when I got to the school parking lot, the guy was still behind me. I sped up even more, and finally, I got to the doors and I entered the school. Once I got inside, I felt safe. I went to my first class of the day. About halfway through the class period, though, the school went into a lockdown. At first, none of us knew what it was for. I didn't suspect the guy at all. The lockdown lasted for a good 30 minutes or so. When it was over and we found out the cause, I couldn't believe it. All I was told was that a man had been found hiding in one of the women's restrooms inside the school. It was the bathroom that was located right by my locker. I knew it was probably the same man, and after that, I never saw the guy again. This story took place about 5 years ago. It was my senior year of high school, and I was working on a big test. It was for a science class, which was tough for me, but I studied hard for it. I remember that I finished the test much later than everybody else. I had completely lost track of time because I was so focused. By the time I realized that I was taking so long, the bell rang. Then I was tempted to hurry and finish, but I decided to keep taking my time and doing my best. I knew that it wouldn't be a big deal, and I would not get in trouble for being late to my next class. I finished the test, and my teacher gave me a pass to get to the next class of the day. When I left the class, the hallways were completely quiet and empty. It felt kind of weird. I walked the hallways to get to my next class, but only about a minute later, as I was still in the hallways, I suddenly heard an announcement that the school was being locked down. I started walking faster so that I could get to my class. I had no idea why there was a lockdown, but I knew that I didn't want to be in the hallways. When I turned a corner to another hallway, I suddenly saw a man standing in the middle of it. But it wasn't a teacher or employee of the school. I could just tell. This man had long, messy hair and was wearing clothes that appeared old and kind of dirty. I knew immediately that I needed to avoid him, but I would have to walk past him to get to my class. I was standing right in the middle of the hallway in plain sight of the guy, but he wasn't looking over at me. He was facing in another direction. I turned around and ran back, hoping to get out of his sight before the guy would look over. I hid around the corner and I waited. I didn't hear the man walking closer to me, which was good, but I didn't hear him walking at all. Then, suddenly, the man spoke. He yelled out and said, "Hey, I know you're right around the corner." When I heard him say this, I panicked. I really didn't think that he had seen me. After he said this, it sounded like he was starting to walk closer. I took off running in the opposite direction right away. I ran as fast as I possibly could. As soon as I started running, I heard the guy running after me. I wasn't really that fast, and I was afraid that the man would be able to catch up to me. I looked around for anybody else in the hallways at all, but saw no one. When I kept running, I turned corners from one hallway to the next. Nobody else was there, though. The man seemed to be gaining on me, even though I was going my fastest. I decided to try and get out of the school again, and I ran for the west entrance of the school, which I was closest to. Then, finally, I saw a police officer by the door when I got there. When he saw the guy chasing after me, I saw him start to run over. The man behind me stopped chasing and ran in another direction and was now being chased by the police. I stayed by the door, and the man was caught several minutes later. The lockdown ended shortly after that. I really don't know who the guy was or what he was doing inside of the school. I didn't hear that much more about it afterwards. That was the scariest moment of my life, though.